With Jerry Brown officially jumping into the gubernatorial fray, there will finally be a Democratic voice in the debate. Earlier today, I spoke to Michael Harold, a legislative advocate with the Western Center on Law and Poverty. He's hoping Brown's entry will advance a more balanced discussion of the fate of California's endangered public programs. Today, Brown has officially announced his candidacy for the gubernatorial election. What does this change in the game right now?
I think now we're going to begin to see, you know, the actual campaign begin between the two parties, I think between these candidates. For many months now, the Republican candidates have largely had the field to themselves, if you will, and it'll be interesting, I think, now to see how Mr. Brown chooses to address some of the things that have been being said by Mr. Poizner and Ms. Whitman. We really closely watch issues related to public benefits and cash assistance. And the two Republican candidates in previous weeks have been making allegations about the program and that we have far too large a program and that there's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse. You know, these kind of statements, these sort of bold assertions, not backed up with any data or detail, I think really play to people's fears and their misperceptions about what the welfare program is. We think it's important that the public really understand the facts about public assistance and welfare.
And where does Brown fall on these issues? You know, what's his legacy, both as a former governor and as a former mayor of Oakland?
You know, Mr. Brown has not been in office for several decades and hasn't really had a place where he's had to take positions on public benefits. But, you know, I know as mayor of Oakland, I think he understood that in an urban context like that, there are going to be a number of families who need a second chance in life. And I think programs like CalWORKs and food stamps and community college programs that help people, you know, get a GED, these kind of second opportunities to get ahead, I think are crucial to making people become self-sufficient and becoming self-fulfilled as people.
And do you think it's possible in the current financial climate that California is in for any candidate to make any kinds of promises or claims about continuing social services or maintaining, a certain level of social services in the financial crisis that we're in now?
I think that we can maintain social service programs going forward. I don't think that the current economic crisis is a reason to scale back these programs. In fact, I think this is exactly the time that we need these programs, robust programs, that help families get back on their feet.